does he? In Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, it means a place of encounter, a place of discovering, a place that you have never been before, a place that your name, your destiny will be changed. God appeared to Abraham at Bethel, and Jacob suddenly discovered this awesome experience. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It's an experience, it's a place where we have divine encounter. Because this man we have talked about, Jacob, we all know the story of Jacob, simply means a deceiver, supplanter, somebody who deceived his brother. But here he had an encounter with God. Here the Lord changed his life. Here he had a total commitment unto God. And I pray that the Lord will change our names. The Lord will change our lives for better in Jesus' name. In Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6, it says, the Spirit of the Lord will come powerful upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person. Amen. What we are saying is that at Bethel, a man never remained the same. Because when Jacob had an encounter with God, his life never remained the same. His total being, his total idea, everything about him changed. And I pray our life will change, be changed for good in Jesus' name. The man we have talked about, Saul, when he had an encounter with God, his total being changed. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, whosoever is in Christ, what, is a new creature, and old things have passed away. Praise the name of the Lord. So Saul, who had first encounter in the book of Psalm, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6, had an encounter with God. His life never remained the same. His total being changed. Not only that, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. In other words, at the mountaintop, where the Spirit of God and the power of God is, there's always a change. And the Spirit of God comes upon the individual. Praise the name of the Lord. Not only that, the man started manifesting the gift of God. In other words, at mountaintop, at Bethel, we can begin to manifest the Spirit of God. And finally, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and what? He prophesied. According to 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 10, he prophesied. Therefore, when we are on mountaintop, when we are in Bethel, we must surely see the face of God. And I pray, as we seek his face, he will attend to us in Jesus' name. Secondly, Bethel simply means a place of tarrying. Tarrying in the presence of God. Waiting on God. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Jacob tarried in Bethel all night. He saw a vision in heaven. He wrestled with God. And he said, I will not let you go unto what? Until you bless me. Every Christian must have this kind of experience. We must wrestle with God. We must wrestle until that thing we are trusting him for, he do it for us. Praise the name of the Lord. Where the act of tarrying is waiting on God. Thanks be to God for these 100 days. I'm sure many of us are observing it. We are tarrying before God, seeking God's face for one thing or the other. It's a nice experience. It's an upper room experience. Every Christian must have this kind of experience that Jacob had. Praise the name of the Lord. What does Bethel mean? It means a place of conception of ideas. According to Genesis chapter 28, verse 13 to 14, it's a place where ideas are conceived. Ideas that will move everyone forward. Idea that will change our life. Idea that will change our thinking, our attitude, our behavior, in where we live, where we work, everywhere we find ourselves. Idea that will change our life total being. It's a common saying that idea rule the world. That can be obtained from Bethel. And I pray that as we seek the face of God, our life will be changed and God will give us classified information in Jesus' name. Bethel means a place of revelation and divine instruction. Jacob was instructed. He was given classified information about his life. God revealed himself unto him. God renewed his covenant with him. That was the place he reminded God about his life. Remember, he ran away from Esau, his brother, for what he did. And Laban, his uncle, was pursuing him as well at a particular time. But he finds his solace in the place of God. That is Bethel. Praise the name of the Lord. Promotion cannot come until we find ourselves in Bethel. The victory cannot come until we find ourselves in Bethel. Prosperity, covenant keeping cannot come until we find a place to that Bethel where God resides, where God dwells, where God lives. And I pray that we have that total experience in Jesus' name. Bethel is a place of divine fellowship with God and his ministry angels. Jacob saw God. He saw a ladder while he was asleep. He saw God right on top. And the angels of God were going and coming. And what does that mean? It means that angel of God, they are taking the request to God, ascending, and they descend with the answer. Praise the name of the Lord. From there, his life never remained the same. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." Praise the name of the Lord. We say Bethel is a place of fellowship. It's a place where you have fellowship with God. You have an encounter with God. You mix with God. It could be in the morning, could be in the night, could be at every part, at any particular time, where you are secluded, where you give your total self unto God. Because Jacob, we never had in the story that there were some people with him. No, it was himself and God. He wrestled with God, and his life never remained the same. As we seek ourselves to go to that place of better, to go back to our old time religion, the Lord will attend to us in Jesus' name. Better is a place of renewals of strength. Jacob had just escaped from Esau. Of course, we knew what he did. And he was heading to his uncle's place, Laban's house, to hide. And Jacob was tired and exhausted. He had to stay at that particular place. And from that place, his strength was renewed. His life changed for good. So Bethel is a place of renewal of strength. Praise the name of the Lord. Today, there are problems here and there. There are sickness here and there. It's only in the presence of God that we can be free, that we can be set free. And I pray that we'll be set free in Jesus' name. Bethel is a place of total commitment. When Jacob had this encounter with God, he made a commitment. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 20 to 22, he said, "I vow to pay my tithe." He had a commitment. How many commitments do you have? Have you ever had a commitment with God? Have you ever met God? Say, "God, I want to do this in your house. I want to do this in your presence. I want to be committed to this particular act." I would just not have it to think. And I pray the Lord will give us that information that we require in Jesus' name. Job 13:15 says, that is commitment we're talking about. He said, "Though he slayeth me," we know what Job passed through. Everything he had, the wife, the children, everything he had, God finished. And he declared, Job 13 verse 15, he said, "Though he slayeth me, I will keep on trusting you." That is commitment. Some of us, when little problem comes, we say, "No, I will not serve God again." We decline. No, we must be committed to the cause. And I pray that as we commit, the Lord will attend to us in Jesus' name. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 24, I will read. "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was revealed, did not reveal in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sin in him, in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might have for righteousness, by whose stripe we are healed." Jesus was committed to the call. He gave his life. He left all the riches in heaven, glories in heaven, and came down to this wicked world for him to be hung on the cross, for him to die for your sins and my sin. That is commitment. How many of us are committed to the call? Praise, thank be to God. We are Christian. We have given our life to Christ. Jesus is living in us. Are we committed to him? We need to rethink. We need to check our life. Bethel is a place of holiness. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. This is what most of us have lost. We need to trace ourselves back to the old time religion. If some say old time religion, it is good and enough for me. We need to go back to our old way. Don't mind the current situation in Nigeria, in our country. God is still God, no matter what. He will never lower his standard. The Bible says, follow peace. Another translation says, pursue peace. What does that mean? It means at all costs, no matter what, you have to follow peace, holiness with everyone, so that at the end of the day, when the road shall be called, we'll meet ourselves in heaven. And I pray I will see you there in Jesus' name. Tell yourself, I will see you there. I will see you there. I will see you there in Jesus' name. So, back to Bethel is holiness. We're talking about holy life living. We need to live a life. We need to live a life of holiness. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. Without it, we cannot make it to heaven. The standard of God remains sure. He can never lower a standard. And I pray that the Lord will be merciful unto us in Jesus' name. What are the consequences of being away from Bethel? When you are not in the sight of God, when you are not in Bethel, like we have mentioned, what are the results? What are the consequences? One is sowing in tears, sowing in winds. That is fruitless effort. It's a year period of dryness, period that results are not forthcoming. When you are not in Bethel, whatever you touch cannot hold. Whatever you do will not bring result because you are far away from Bethel. When Jacob was running away, when he has not had that encounter, everything he was doing, it was fruitless effort. Remember, he spent almost 27 years serving so that he could get a wife because he was far away from Bethel. I pray as many of us that are far away from Bethel, the Lord will help us to retrace our footsteps back in Jesus' name. It brings about unfulfillment. Of course, you are not in a Bethel. You cannot be fulfilled. Your life cannot have a meaningful life. That is why we need to trace our step back to where we first believed. I remember some of us when we first believed, holiness is number one. Evangelism is number one. Things that we're doing before, now it now becomes story. We cannot do them any longer. That means something is happening. We need to go back to Bethel. Tell your neighbor, go back to Bethel. Go back to Bethel. As we go back to Bethel, the Lord will reveal himself to us in Jesus' name. It means it brings about abandonment. When you are away from Bethel, when you depart from Bethel, God will abandon you. And I pray the Lord will not abandon us in Jesus' name. It means God's anger and judgment. When you are not in Bethel, angers of God and judgment will be upon you. Remember that young man we are taking as an example, Jacob. He was totally abandoned. Everything he touched, they were not forthcoming because he left his first love. He left the place that he should have been. And I pray that will not be a portion in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 21 says, if you pursue sinner, but to the righteous, good should be repaid. Praise the name of the Lord. So we need to find ourselves back to Bethel. That is what we are talking about. Going away from Bethel, it is dangerous for believers. Doubt and fear, just like King Saul. When we are away from Bethel, there will be doubt. There will be fear. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. And finally, powerlessness and defeat. When we are away from Bethel, there will be powerlessness. We will be defeated easily. The enemy can easily catch us like just a chicken. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. And finally on that, spiritual death and separation. When we are away from Bethel, we are separated from God. There will be spiritual separation, and ultimately we'll miss heaven. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. Romans chapter 8 says, verse 6 says, to be carnally minded is dead, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We need to be spiritually minded in everything we do, so that God will be able to say, this is my son, this is my daughter. That will be a portion in Jesus' name. How do I return to Bethel? It's possible you'll be asking, what is this man talking about? How do I trace my step back to Bethel, just like that man, Jacob? One, the first step is to arise. Genesis chapter 31, 35 verse 1. He said, and God said to Jacob, arise and go up to Bethel. God commanded him. And the first step to trace our way back to Bethel is to arise. We have to arise from our deep slumber. Thing that we're doing before for the Lord, that Lord was recalling, was commending us, we have left it. Now we have to arise. We have to go back. And arise means to leave a particular position. Something happened that you need to change. We need to arise. We need to arise. Luke chapter 15 verse 18 say, that man said, that young prodigal son said, I will arise. We know that story very well. The man collect all the belongings from the father and went to a faraway country where he lavished. After he lavished everything, he discovered that things were not going forward as it's supposed to be. He said, why should I suffer here? Why should I die when my father is rich, when my father is there? The Bible says he arose and he found his way back to his father. And what happened? He was welcomed. And I pray that as we trace our step back, the Lord will welcome us in Jesus' name. After we have arrived, we have to get up. Go up, according to Joshua chapter 7 verse 13, say, up, sanctify the people, and say to the people, sanctify yourself. We have to get up. We have to get up in prayer. Get up in fasting and prayer as we are doing presently. And I know many of us are observing it. That's one of the way to ascend to that place. And I pray as we observe it, the Lord will attend to us in Jesus' name. Also, we need to remove our strange gods. What are those strange gods? What are those things depriving us from the presence of the Lord? There are things that are hindering us from being in the presence of the Lord. We have to put them aside. All those strange gods, we have to deter them. We have to take them away. Not only that, we have to get up in purification. We need to remove every spot and wrinkle. The Bible says God is coming to rapture a church without spot or wrinkle. And I pray that when the trumpet shall sound, our ears will not be blocked in Jesus' name. Go up in purity and holiness. We have talked about it. Holiness to the core. We cannot debate it. The standard of God is sure. The standard of God is there. Nobody can contend that. Because God is pure. And everyone that wants to come closer to him, anyone that wants to receive from him, must remain pure. Praise the name of the Lord. Not only that, we have to dwell in Bethel. The Bible says, David says, I was happy, I was glad, I rejoiced when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Some of us, it is difficult for us to attend service. Of course, we understand the situation in Nigeria, particularly in Lagos, yes. But there are some of us that we have the time, we can afford to be there. We can afford to attend services, weekly services, where we can be nourished, where we can be blessed. But we are not there. We have to dwell in the Bethel. Bethel is the only place to dwell. As we dwell in Bethel, God will reveal himself to us in Jesus' name. Building an altar. That's another thing we need to do. How to return to Bethel? We have to build an altar. Bethel is a place of sacrifice. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. He said, beloved, say, therefore I urge you, brethren, and brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Bethel is a place we offer sacrifice unto God. We have to offer ourselves. This morning we are announcing this on this morning that please, if God is touching your mind, God is leading you to join this department, you come. Ordinarily, we need not to do that. But because people are not forthcoming, we have to place this announcement. God, I'm sure God is telling you that you can do this. Do not delay, because delay is dangerous. God will ask you that day that I know you can do this, but you refuse. God will not reject us in Jesus' name. In conclusion, I want us to open Revelation chapter 3, verse 2 to 3. Because of time, Revelation chapter 3, verses 2 to 3. I read, wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember therefore that you have received and heard. Hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will know at what time I will come, and you will not know at the time I will come. That is the word of the Lord. We have to wake up from our deep slumber. As I've said earlier on, some of us, when we first believed, when we first gave our life to Christ, Jesus is reigning in our life. Anytime we minister, people bow, people give their life to Christ. Today, now, evangelism is difficult for us to embark on. And we know that winning soul is the heartbeat of God. And I pray that God will help us to wake up from our deep slumber in Jesus' name. Back to Bethel is a must for every believer. Running to Bethel is necessity. The event that we encounter must be affirmed. We must have that experience over and over again. We must have that encounter over and over again. It is not a one-time or one-life experience. No, at all. We need to return to our first love. Some people say, in that church, there's no love. Have you shown love to your brother? Have you shown love to your sister? That love, let it first emanate from you. Let it first come from you. Are we fervent in the spirit? That strong zeal that we had before, when we first give our life to Christ, is that zeal still there? Can Jesus boast in his life, say, yeah, this is my son, this is my daughter, I can vouch for him? Can Jesus tell about you concerning that? Do we desire righteousness and hate sin? And I pray, as we ponder on this, the Lord will reveal himself to us in Jesus' name. Shall we rise up on our feet? Let's rise up on our feet. Where is that holiness consciousness in you? Where is that fear of reverence of God in you? Where is that time of prayer and meditation in you? Have you defied your bodies and despite authority? Some of our ladies, some of our young men, they have defied themselves. Is that what we are presenting before God? Remember, Christ is coming. When we have a revelation, he said, I will come quickly. My reward is in my hand. If God come, Christ come, where will he meet you? Will he meet you in Bethel, or he meet you elsewhere? We need to look at ourselves. Check our life. Where is that time for personal testing and waiting on the Lord? How would you conclude that the mountain experience has over, or it has passed away? Is your fire still burning, or is it becoming low? Where is that first love for personal witnessing unto God? Where is that zeal for fervency? Haven't you left that first love? Yes, we have left better for long. Remember what that young man said, oh, I never knew that God is here. We have to go back to Bethel. In spite of our busy schedule, we have to create time for God. Let's close our eyes and begin to talk to God. You have not given your life to Christ. What we are saying may sound nothing to you. The first step you need to do, the first step you need to take is to accept God into your life. You have not known God, you have to know him today, because the time is so short. His coming is imminent. Says, I will come quickly, and my rewards are in my hand. If Christ come now, what do you have to present? If you want to give your life to Christ, I want to raise your hand up so that the pastor can pray for you. If you want to give your life to Christ, because you may not understand what we are talking about if you have not given your life to Christ. The first step is to accept God. Say, God, I'm sorry for all my shortcomings. I'm sorry for all what I've done. I'm sorry for living where I supposed to have been. Cry out to God. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Say, God, help me. Lord, deliver me. If Esau is around the corner, remember, Esau is pursuing that man with his strong army. Laban is pursuing him as well from behind. The only safe place is Bethel. There are challenges out there. There are challenges in the world, in the environment we find ourselves. The only safe place is Bethel. So talk to God. Say, God, accept me. God, reveal yourself to me. Thank you. Bless. Thank you, Father. There is a beautiful home in heaven, beautiful home. There is a beautiful home, home. There is a beautiful home. There is a beautiful home in heaven, beautiful home. There is a beautiful home for the righteous one, righteous one. There is a beautiful home in heaven, beautiful home, home. There is a beautiful home, home. There is a beautiful home, home. There is a beautiful home in heaven, beautiful home. There is a beautiful home for the righteous one. Praise the name of the Lord. I have just 5 prayer points for us to pray before I drop the microphone. Say, Father, hold your neighbor, hold your neighbor, hold your neighbor, hold your neighbor. Say, Father, give me a revelation that will change my life. Revelation that will change my perception. Revelation that will change my ideas. My thinking, my behavior. Talk to God, talk to God, talk to God. Say, Father, give me a revelation that will give me a total experience, that will give me a mountain experience. Talk to God, Father in heaven. Lord, give me revelation, oh God, that will change my perception, oh God, that will change my ideas in the name of Jesus. Because Jacob, when he had an encounter with you, oh God, he never remained the same. His total being changed, his idea changed, his behavior changed. Father, today, oh God, change my life, oh God. Change my life, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Say, Father, every anti-holiness in my life, Father, remove them in the name of Jesus. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Say, Father, every anti-holiness, everything that is not making me to be holy. Remember, the Bible says we must be holy. Say, be ye holy, for I am holy. Our God will serve his holy God. Anything that is depriving me, O God, from being holy, Father, O Lord, today remove them in the name of Jesus. Every anti-holiness, O God, in my life, in my family, in my thinking, in my behavior, Father, remove them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Say, Father, Father, help me to make it to heaven. In the name of Jesus, Father, help me. Help me, oh Lord, I cannot help myself, oh God. I cannot help myself, oh God. Situation around may not help me to help, may not allow me to help myself, oh God. Father, I depend on you, God. Help me to make it to heaven. At last, oh God, help me to make it to heaven. In the name of Jesus, everything that I require, oh God, for me to make it to heaven, for my family to make it to heaven, for the church of God to make it to heaven. Father, give unto us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Endlessly pray for consecration. Ask God to grant you the grace to leave the vanities of this world. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Some of us, we deny ourselves several things. We deny ourselves so many things. Why not better continue in that mood than doing this and doing that? And at the end of the day, we will not make it to heaven. Say, Father, consecrate me, O God. Help me to be consecrated in the name of Jesus. Every vanity of this world, O God, Father, help me to remove them. All these strange gods, Father, help me to remove them in the name of Jesus. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Oh, Father, help me, Lord, to remove the strange gods. Everything, O God, that is not allowing me to be consecrated unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Remove them, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Finally, the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10, the Bible says, Jabesh cried out unto God. He said, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. God granted him. I want to cry unto God. Say, Father, oh Father, bless me, enlarge my cause, preserve me, preserve my family. Open your mouth and talk to God. Our God is a faithful God. Our God is ready to answer our cry today. Father in heaven, I cry to you, Lord. Father, bless me, oh God, enlarge my cause, oh God. Let your hand be upon me, oh God. Let me not suffer pain. Let me not suffer tears in the name of Jesus. Even in this Christian journey, O God, make it easy for me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I want to appreciate God for what He has done. Begin to thank God for His wonderful works. Thank Him. Thank Him because He said when we pray unto Him, He's ready to answer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father in heaven, we bless your name today. We worship and adore you, Lord. Thank you because I'm faithful, God. Father, oh Lord, as we have taken our steps, oh God, to come back to you, God, to come back to Bethel, oh Lord, to return to Bethel, oh Lord, place of experience, place of holiness, place of love, place of denial, place of commitment. Father, we pray everything that we require, everything that we need for us to experience that, Father, grant unto us in Jesus' name. As we have cried unto you, Lord, Father, answer our cry in the name of Jesus. Your word says it shall come to pass. Let it come to pass in our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you because I am faithful God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus Christ.